Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of anti-anxiety stoicism. Ever feel like you're stuck in a constant loop of worrying about the future or dwelling on the past? Like life's a roller coaster and you're just clutching the safety bar for dear life. Yeah, I get it. We're all bombarded with to-do lists, deadlines, social media pressure, and enough what-ifs to fill a library. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against this anxiety storm? A superpower that's always available, free of charge, and literally within your grasp. It's called living in the present moment. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another self-help cliche, hear me out. This isn't about ignoring your problems or pretending everything's peaky keen. It's about training your mind to focus on what's happening right here, right now, and finding peace in that. Think of it like this. You can't truly enjoy a delicious meal if you're distracted by the pile of laundry waiting at home, right? Same as for life. So, how do we actually pull this living in the moment thing off? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of the now. 1. Mindful breathing. Ever noticed how your breath slows down when you're truly enjoying something? Like that first sip of coffee on a chilly morning or watching a breathtaking sunset. That's because we naturally shift into the present when we focus on our breath. So, whenever anxiety starts creeping in, take 5 deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling the air fill your lungs. Exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing tension with each breath. It sounds simple, but it's like hitting the reset button on your mind. 2. Sensory awareness. Imagine this. You're walking through a park, listening to the birds chirping, feeling the sun on your skin, smelling the fresh air, and noticing the different textures beneath your feet. That's sensory awareness in action. By actively engaging with your senses, you're pulling yourself out of your head and into the richness of the present moment. Try doing a quick sensory check and throughout your day what do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? 3. Embrace imperfection. Okay, so life isn't always perfect, right? And that's totally okay. Trying to control everything and make things just right is a recipe for stress and disappointment. Instead of striving for perfection, learn to accept the good, the bad, and the messy bits as part of the journey. Remember, sometimes the most beautiful moments in life happen when we least expect them during those unexpected detours, awkward conversations, or even simple everyday tasks. 4. Digital detox. We're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and social media updates, which can leave our minds feeling scattered and overwhelmed. Make a conscious effort to disconnect from your devices for at least 30 minutes each day. Put down the phone, close the laptop, and engage in activities that truly nourish your soul, reading a book, going for a walk, listening to music, spending time with loved ones. 5. Gratitude practice. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or the laughter of your child. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, bringing a sense of contentment and peace. Think about the time you were genuinely lost in a conversation, absorbed in a good book, or completely immersed in a creative activity. You weren't thinking about tomorrow's deadlines, past regrets, or what everyone else was doing. You were fully present, enjoying the experience. That feeling of flow, of being completely engaged in the moment, that's the power of living in the now. So how do we apply this to our daily lives? Let's say you're stuck in traffic. Instead of fuming and stressing about being late, use that time to listen to your favorite podcast, practice mindfulness breathing, or simply observe your surroundings. Maybe notice the changing colors of the sky, the types of cars passing by, or even the scent of exhaust fumes sounds strange, right? But it's all about shifting your perspective and finding something, anything, to be present within that moment. Remember, this isn't about becoming a monk living on a mountaintop. It's about integrating these practices into your everyday routine, little by little. Start with just 5 minutes of focused breathing each morning. Then gradually incorporate more mindful activities throughout the day. So take a deep breath, let go of what you can't control, and focus on enjoying the ride. Life is happening right now. Don't miss out. Until tomorrow, stay calm, stay collected, and keep embracing the present moment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.